Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind. Since it seems device manufacturers have no interest in actually being secure, and customers don't really understand that they need to be secure and therefore don't ask for it, which is also, by the way, why we have Android devices that have built-in security vulnerabilities. Security experts who typically do not want to see a whole lot of regulations are asking for maybe we should have some regulations, because honestly, there's a certain value to that I could see. But then the question is, you know, what's secure, right? And what are the minimum due standards and codifying those in the law? I mean, it depends on what those standards are, right? I mean, it's if they're technology agnostic, right, that you must do these things, and don't specify specific classes of products or services to mitigate those threats, then okay, I could potentially get behind that. But if they codify into law that everything has to have an IPS, right? Well, an IPS, may not be the right solution to that problem, but something like if it has a password, it should be something that the end user can change, and in fact, they should almost be required to change it. Although, of course, making that usable is a whole different discussion. But so there's things like that they could codify in. Of course, they could make it much worse too, right? And I think it would be a fairly complicated thing to legislate and also to enforce, right? Because who's to prevent somebody from taking one of these IoT devices and then somebody reverse engineering it, potentially putting on third party firmware? At that point, whose responsibility is it? If the thing gets owned, the thing, just thinking through all of it, how are you going to get the Chinese manufacturers of some of these devices to comply? Well, I guess, they have to comply with FCC regulations if it has a radio, for instance. So there's probably some way to do it. But I don't know that regulation will necessarily get the result we want either. Is it the only hammer that we have for something that looks vaguely like a nail? Maybe. Consumers aren't asking for it, and there's, basically something bad has to happen, right? And something, most likely, something bad will happen. And when something bad does happen, then my guess is we'll see huge calls to, somehow address this issue. But my guess is, like many things the government does, they'll be slow to address it. It will be incomplete, and we'll probably be missing something. But yeah, is it better than doing nothing? I suppose, right? Depends on what they do, of course. But anyway, this whole thought of, do we need regulation to ensure that the devices that we buy that connect to a network have had some minimum due care? Yeah, there's some thinking on it, and I say some of the brighter minds in information security think it's a good idea. So what do you guys think? I'm curious. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.